Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
We're back. It's 12 after. It's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, lead singer of The Platters. Doesn't get any better than that. Doesn't get any better than Giovanni Cortolo working for Small Business either, folks. He's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, director of Small Business Policy, at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. His office sits right across the street from the White House and just down the street from the Capitol building, and he works hard for you and me every day to make sure that when Congress and the administration do things, when those two organizations do things that affect small businesses, that you and I get the best deal possible. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's sure a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back with us, and this is a big week, Giovanni, because in about a week or so, Congress will be breaking up, and they'll all 535 members will be heading back to their individual districts and states. And, you know, this is the month of the year, Giovanni, when I feel the safest, when I know that Congress is in recess for a whole month, or actually maybe even a little more than a month. I always feel just a little bit safer. What do you think?
Well, you should, because, and I tell you, they're really rushing to get a lot of business done this week. Everything they couldn't do in the last several months, but August is such a great month, even for us that think that we have a lot to do with Congress. When they're adjourned, we just really enjoy life. So it happens back in the states, it happens back in the districts, and that's where small businesses can really take advantage of that.
Well, and some of the things that there's a lot going on this week, and then after this week, when your delegation are back in the states, they're out in town meetings and they're moving around your area, and you have a chance to meet any of them. You know, we're going to talk about some things today that we're going to encourage you. Giovanni's going to encourage you to talk to your congressman or woman or senator about to either thank them for a vote that they made or to chastise them for the vote that they made if they made it the wrong way, or to encourage them to vote on something in the future, that some of the things that are coming up that won't get voted on. Give us an example of the array of things that are going to be voted on this week, Giovanni.
Well, we have a lot going on this week, including small business health plans. I know you've talked on that. We've talked on it before.
The Shattuck bill, which allows small businesses or individuals to buy insurance in other states than the one they live in, right?
Right, under the guise of their associations, which lowers the cost. It allows us to pool our interests, and certainly small businesses need the same rights as big businesses have. Now, and that's being voted on this week, too.
Now, so the association health plan's being voted on?
Well, yeah. Well, we've actually renamed them to call them small business health plans, because association health plans kind of gave it a wrong connotation.
Right.
So you will hear small business health plans, and that's something that your listeners should understand.
Well, that has
same
a lot warmer, a lot fuzzier name. We love that. No, that's great. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. It's being voted on in the House, and obviously the House tends to vote on this thing. It's probably the 10th time they voted on it, and it's kind of pointing the finger at the Senate. Hey, look, it's your turn to pass this, and that's where the real battle takes place.
So when you see your senators, folks, and you remind them that the Senate has passed the Small Business Health Plan bill now either 8 or 10 times, and ask them, how did you vote for it? And if you're a small business owner, you want them to vote for this, and ask them why. And if they didn't vote for it, ask them why they didn't vote for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And another bill that's going to be addressed that has great overtones to small business is estate tax. And that's Senator Frist has promised us a vote in the Senate on estate tax this week. It's passed the House. Full repeal passed the House.
Full repeal, not just partial, watered-down version.
full repeal has passed the House, and right now I know Senator Baucus and Senator Kyle have been working on a possible compromise, although they have not been able to reach any meaningful compromise that would be beneficial to small business.
Will there be a filibuster over that?
If they had a compromise, there wouldn't.
It would be over full repeal, though, right?
Yes, there would, and it would actually need 60 votes to overcome that hurdle. Right now, it looks like we have 57, 58 votes. Although, if we reach 60, you're going to see a lot of senators run for cover, and we may end up with 70.
Right.
So, big vote for small business.
Now, would that repeal it over time? Would that be to stick with the phase out that we have, but just after 2010 it would go away?
That would be immediate repeal.
Oh, immediate repeal.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not sure what they're working on, because
right.
It may be
but
just
what the, passed the House was immediate.
Yeah, the one that passed the House was immediate.
Wow.
Several other things that we're working on that will have votes on this week that mean it means something to small businesses, the energy bill. They were working up until 2-3 o'clock this morning. In fact, I was tuned in on C-SPAN, and they're trying to pass, adhere to what the president wanted, was a bill on the president's desk by week's end, and the conferees are working on a conference report. We're very hopeful we'll get a comprehensive energy bill. Gasoline prices are too high for small businesses.
What is the energy bill going to do for small business?
Well, it's going to provide a comprehensive energy plan, drilling in ANWR, which
will allow for ANWR. The version they're voting on will allow for drilling in ANWR.
Well, that's going to come under that. That actually will happen under another provision. The renewables portfolio, 10% of electricity by a certain date will have to be from renewables. It's going to have a lot of tax benefits, which we're not exposed to right now. The conferees are behind closed doors on that one, but a lot of issues that will give us a comprehensive energy plan to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, and this is a big deal for small business.
Now, when you say renewable, you're talking about solar and wind?
Solar, wind, water, all of these issues have to be addressed in this comprehensive energy bill. And there has to be tax incentives to guide our corporations to allow them to participate in this.
Right, right.
Two other votes?
Hold on to that thought, Giovanni. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some other votes that are going to be coming up this week that are very important to small businesses. And one of the things I'm going to ask Giovanni is, what are the chances of these actually passing this week? What does he think the president will actually have a chance to sign by the end of the week? And that's coming up in the next segment, right after this break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Give you my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. And Giovanni, give us your website, please.
It's www.uschamber.com.
All right. And if they want to find out more about what you guys are doing for small business, there's a link there about on small business, a small business link there on your website, isn't there?
Oh, there sure is, and you know, you can go so deep. If you're not a member, it still allows you to really drill deep into what's going on and some of our issues.
Right, and you can also check out what it takes to join there. And of course, you guys are working very closely. I'm very proud of the way you guys are working very closely with local chambers.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of our strength, is we have a federation of 2,800 state and local chambers that pay to be our members, and we try to supply information and drill down into the towns and districts, because all politics at the end are local.
Right, absolutely. We're talking about some of the issues that are coming up this week, being voted on this week, that impact small businesses, and Giovanni, you said there were a couple of others.
Well, there's two very important issues. It's the transportation authorization bill. It's the conference bill. For a year and a half to close to 2 years, we've had short-term authorizations, and the current short-term authorization ends Wednesday. And we're trying to get through a six-year, $286 billion transportation authorization. It's passed the House, it's passed the Senate. They're resolving their differences. We need money to go into our roads and infrastructure. It's falling apart, and this is the blueprint for doing that. A lot of small businesses depend on the trucking, the roads.
Absolutely.
Transportation systems, the ports, and this is the bill that gives us the blueprint.
Is there anything in there at all about telecom? Is there anything there about you know, I can't think about transportation. I can't think about that without also thinking about the transporting of information. Is there anything in there about broadband at all?
Not in this bill, although you raise a good point. Our electronic infrastructure is just as important to small businesses as our roads.
More so, and every day more and more so.
Well, absolutely, because we're becoming a smaller world. And another issue that will come up for vote with important overtones to small businesses, CAFTA, in this global economy. And CAFTA is the Central American Free Trade Agreement.
And the Central American and Dominican Republic.
And the DR CAFTA, mm-hmm. correct. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're allowed to export. Central America is allowed to export almost duty-free into this country. We have trade barriers to export into their country. And this would
level
the playing field.
This is a big misunderstanding a lot of people have, Giovanni. They think that this is creating some kind of a new disadvantage for Americans, but the disadvantage is already there, isn't it?
Absolutely.
This is leveling the playing field is all this is.
Absolutely. For so many years, we were worried about the destabilization of the different governments in Central America. They've agreed upon this. They've came to this. The ministers have come to this country and asking us to pass this. This does have great overtones to small businesses. It's something that we have to pass.
And Mr. Bush says it's an important policy to help stabilize those countries and help those countries develop democracies down there. And you and I know, Giovanni, that capitalism is the forerunner of liberty and democracy.
Well, it is, and we're very fortunate to have stable countries down there. Not passing this sends the wrong signal to those countries because they're for this. We have to be for it. We have to look at ourselves as a hemisphere of trade, just like Europe does.
Well, and not that we're going to fight with those people militarily or anything, but this I still have to think about what Frederick Bastiat said more than 150 years ago. He said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't."
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to put it, and so there trade delivers peace dividend. There's no question about it. Quickly, how is the John Roberts nomination for Supreme Court? How is that going to affect small business?
Well, a lot of people look at it only from the point of view of social order, and we here at the Chamber, we have the National Chamber Litigation Center. There's a lot of issues that come in front of the Supreme Court. One that we had an amicus brief on was regulation by permit, where the American Corps of Engineers tried to, what they couldn't do in regulation, they tried to do by permit. Another was age discrimination that we lost on. It was 5-4 vote, where the Supreme Court said you don't have to have intent in order to show age discrimination. This affected small business.
Right.
The subchapter S status, as far as government contracting goes, they didn't recognize the subchapter S, which most small businesses
That's exactly
form
right.
as. All of these issues come before the Supreme Court, so this does have implications for small
business.
And
you believe Roberts will be more favorable to small business?
Well, we're certainly looking at his history. We feel confident that he's going to be an interpretive
right.
judge and not a law-creating judge when it comes to information and cases that come before him.
Quickly, I need a quick answer. How many bills will the president sign this week?
I think three.
Three of the six or eight that you mentioned, three. That'll be a great one. Which ones, quickly?
I think we're going to see an energy bill. a transportation bill, and I think we're going to see CAFTA.
All right. I like that. Hey, thanks, Giovanni. Good job today. Giovanni Cortola, ladies and gentlemen, of the U.S. Chamber. That's uschamber.com. Quick break. Right back with Eva Rosenberg. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.